debaixo das costas.
E já não jogas há uns 4 ou 5 anos.
Imagina.
Tens 32 e já não jogas à bola.
E jogava aí.
O Tião mandou-te um abraço.
Quem?
O Tião mandou-te um abraço.
Ah, o Tião.
Mandou-te um abraço. Ainda jogavas aqui? Como era para sair aos joelhos?
A 6. Não jogava nem sintético, só jogava para o Real Paz.
Aí está, né?
Bem. Seja uma outra liga.
So we're ready to start. First conference with Mauro Stacchio and Brian Rosa. We'll start with questions in the room. Charlie, please.
Sure. Mauro, a big result. Just how important is it not only to advance, but to win a game like that, where maybe you add a little bit of confidence going forward as well?
It was needed. It was needed. I think, you know, we ended up doing a lot of things that we've been doing in the past. So, you know, our style of play came out, and, you know, fortunately enough, right now we were putting the ball in the back of the net. And I think that's something that, you know, was missing in the past. So it feels good. It wasn't an easy game. Obviously, you know, situations like this, teams coming up to play from League One, it's a big game. So, you know, fair play to the players. They were professional. They took it serious, and they took care of the game. So it's good. We got goals. We got a clean sheet, and now we're thinking about Pacific.
Ryan, obviously you haven't been here for very long, so just how big a game is that for you and your own confidence coming in, scoring a goal and playing all game?
I was very excited to the game because I was going to play. Most important is the win because we really need it. We were working hard all week to focus in this game because the present game, the next that we are going to have, is the most important. We cannot think about the future if we don't win the next game that we have, and this one was a big one. To go to Pacific and have the same mentality to go and win there.
Well, congratulations on the win. Very much an impressive night in terms of 5 goals, but I'm sure you're maybe especially happy about having 5 different goal scorers. So I guess to kind of see 3 guys open their York account, Altabella to keep scoring, Ferrari to get his first in a few years, how important is it to you to be able to have this opportunity for all those guys to kind of just like break free and get ball rolling?
It feels good. You know, I've told the players when we were, you know, this whole project and this way of playing, you know, started not only, you know, last week, but it's been going on now since November. We've scouted the players that we wanted in certain positions, and, you know, I told them and I challenged them at the beginning of the season that it had to be each and every one single best season. I think we've had proof of that. I think obviously Riley's come in and he's done well. Just came off the bench today. I think Max, you know, right off the bat, he's got an assist, obviously, in Ottawa, a goal tonight. So there's a lot of players that are, in my opinion, playing the best that they've played. And you know, we knew that the goals were coming. Obviously, when we signed these players, you know, Adonijah has a, even though last season he didn't have as many goals as he'd like to, obviously, but, you know, he has a touch for the goal. Mass, obviously, does as well. Bringing in Brian, Alto. So it's a good feeling. Like I said, what they did today is not easy. I think, you know, we took this game in with massive respect, and it's good to show that their hard work is paying off. So, like I said, kudos to the players that they were professional and they put it to bed.
And Brian, I guess kind of a similar question for you. Coming in, you know, coming to a new team, different country, obviously always tough, but to kind of be surrounded by, you know, a lot of talented players, and obviously to kind of slowly make your way into the team, and then, you know, big game like this where everyone's kind of firing all cylinders, how much confidence has it kind of given you coming to this team to make an impact?
Of course it brings confidence because all strikers want to score goals. It's their objective. If we score goals and we win, it's the most important, because if we score but we lose, the goals doesn't count. We can score 10. If they score 11, they are going to win. So if we just score 1 and play good and win, that's the most important thing. And to bring goals to the team and bring the hard work and the mentality, that's the most important thing.
Thank you. Neil? Mauro, following up on that, a goal is a goal, but there were some pretty ones tonight. Did you enjoy those a little more?
Yeah, definitely. I think everybody appreciates good football, and I think we've been doing that. I think, you know, on a fan perspective, coming to the York games lately has been exciting and has been different and has been good. On the coaching perspective, we haven't been getting the results, so it's good to continue to, you know, stick to our guns and come out. Doesn't matter if it's obviously a cup game or a league game, but we're doing things consistently and we're finding a lot of different ways to score goals from different people as well, different players. So It's I think obviously for the players it's something that they needed, both on the ball and off the ball. And you know, today we gave a lot more players minutes. Obviously they gave Cameron his debut as a professional. So the teams together, they're sticking together, I think it was a good night for us. Thank you.
Well, congrats. I think it's probably your first time winning a Canadian championship match as a head coach for York United. What's your thoughts on actually winning your first match for a Canadian championship?
Winning a match is always good, right? It doesn't matter what competition it is, but obviously, you know, the Canadian championship, and I spoke about it during the week, and the players and all, it's magical. I think the cup is something that is not only magical here, but anywhere in the world. So it's a special feeling. It's obviously one that's going to be registered, but again, I don't think it's about me. I think the players needed this win. I think this club needed this win, and I'm happy to obviously be part of it.
Also, a question for also Brian Ross. So you're winning this matchup. What you say is probably easy for a start, but now moving to the next round, you're also going to be facing a matchup that York is related to of a team rivalry in the Canadian Premier League against Atletico Ottawa. What's your thoughts of versing a rivalry match in the Canadian Championship for the quarterfinals?
We could face any team, because it doesn't matter if it was another team from League Two, or a team from the MLS, or a team from the Canadian Premier League. We are going to play to win always, because it's what the players want, it's what the players believe and try to do always. So we are going to go to the next round with the same mentality, the same work, and we are going to play to win no matter what team we're going to face.
Mauro, pretty much the same thing. Actually, I know it's a couple weeks away now, it's not front of mind, but two legs against Atletico Ottawa with a chance to go to a semi-finals. How exciting is that?
You guys like those games too, don't you? Huh? You guys like them? No, it's good. It's good. I mean, for us, it's another round. It's something, like I said before, it's something that we want to go far in the cup. So we didn't think about who we were going to face up next. Now, obviously, our head's in Pacific, but obviously, when we think about the cup, it's Ottawa, and we'll be ready. I think the players have the mentality. They want to go far. They want to change things around, and I think we're on an up right now, so we just got to continue that, continue the work, right, and then the results will come.
Do you know?
Last one.
Do you know who's who gets the first, like the first home game?
We're there.
You're there first. Okay, so you're here.
After.
So you're here after. Yeah. Yeah, nice. Okay, so that's always the advantage of getting the second game. Yeah, so great. Okay. Just wanted the home team to win, because I.
Last one.
Thank you.
As long as Canadian, again, that as long as Toronto FC got eliminated, and York United is part of the Toronto area, what's your thoughts on being the only Toronto team in the Canadian championship now? Do you think that York United is take that Toronto's team, or just being York United?
I mean, we're York United from Toronto, so I mean, at the end of the day, we're here to represent our club, and that's the main thing I always say to the players. I think, and you guys are aware, obviously, with the new ownership, they moved their lives out here to obviously provide not only for Canadian soccer, but for Canadian athletes. We want to be close to the community, so we take that very closely. We're proud of being from Toronto. We're proud of being from the York region right now, and we want to go far. So again, for us, we don't really think about who's in it, who's out of it. Like I said, right now our head's in Pacific, but obviously knowing that we're going to face Ottawa, we're going to get ready, be able to perform, and you know, fight to go to the next round.
Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you, guys. Thank you. All right. Thank you, guys. Have a good night.
You too.
How's everything?
Thank you, guys. Have a good night.